Welcome to the Self-Development Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Apodaca. Today I want to help you find your passion. And for many people, that word can evoke strong emotions of either excitement, this is something that you really want to do, or you might think that it's corny. I really don't have much emotional attachment either way. I think it's overall a good word, and I think it's an accurate word to describe. Not so much a particular thing, but a way of living. I think that passion is primarily an emotion that we sometimes feel when we do certain actions or others in certain contexts. And what I want to do for you today is kind of break down passion into a couple of different steps so you can figure out better what it is that you want to do. The first myth, though, that we need to dispel before we can even begin to talk about it is that you really only have one passion. That's just not true. People have plenty of passions. People have plenty of things that they get excited about and they feel alive when they do. So don't try to settle for just one thing. You are so much more than one thing. You have plenty of passions. What I want to help you do is figure out what is the next passion for you? What is the next step for how you can construct a life that you want to live? I really think that happiness and freedom is being able to enjoy your life. The majority of it. There will always be some things that you don't enjoy, but it's so sad to me that I think it's only 5% of Americans who say that they're really satisfied with the job that they have. For most people, it's really just this pitiful third of their life that they don't enjoy. I want you to figure out what is something that you can at least begin working toward. What type of life would you actually like to live? And I'm going to guide you through a few steps so you can begin to deconstruct, okay, what is passion and how can I begin living a passionate life? And this is so important because you need to know your target. If you don't have a specific goal in mind, if you can't actually visualize what would I want to do day by day, you've already lost because you haven't given your mind a target. I mentioned in a previous episode that our brains are like little research assistants. When we tell it what to research, it does so throughout the day at almost a subconscious level. For example, have you ever tried to remember the name of a book that you wanted to recommend to someone, and you just couldn't for the life of you remember what it was called? But then 3 hours later while eating dinner, all of a sudden just pops back into your head. That's because you really focused on it. You took the time to tell your mind, this is what I want to know. And even though it couldn't find access to that information at the time, it kept on working. It kept on working. It kept making connections in the background, and then it eventually said, oh, here, do this. There it is. That's what I want you to figure out. Figure out exactly what it is that you want to communicate to your mind every day. This is the life that I want to live. And then in the background, you'll begin making connections kind of all on your own. The brain will do its thing. And you'll begin finding the life that you want to live. So how can you do this? How can you figure out, okay, what? It just seems like this big, fuzzy question. What's your passion? What do you want to do with your life? Let me try to break it down for you. I want you to ask yourself three questions. What are your strengths? What actions do you enjoy? And what purpose gets you motivated? So first, what are your strengths? Take a moment. I'm actually going to link to a Strengths Finders, not like the official Strengths Finders, but it's a similar thing. Test that I found. It's completely free. They do try to upsell you at the end, but just ignore that. The basic test, the basic results are plenty good. I did this today, actually, and I found it helpful. And this is just a reminder. What this is good for is reminding you of the strengths that you have that you would be likely to overlook. Because when you begin constructing a life that you want to live, you want it to be something that you're actually good at. You're not going to be able to get reimbursed for it if you're not actually good at what you're doing. So for me, I realized that some of my gifts include leadership. That was kind of obvious to me. I already knew that. Not that I'm the best, but I think it is something I have a propensity toward that I could develop more. And so that was a reminder to me to be like, oh yeah, when I'm developing this future life that I want to have some level of leadership, of instructing others, helping them reach their potential. Another one that I had was hope. And that one caught me a little bit more by surprise to just have it worded that way. But it was helpful for me to realize whatever it is that I want to do in my future, I want to be in a position where I can inspire hope in other people. And now that I say that out loud, that's obvious. I should have known that beforehand. But going through this Strengths Finders test was super helpful for me to just realize, okay, yeah, I want to be able to be spiritually involved. I want to be able to have something where there's some humor in it, if possible. Like these were the strengths that were listed for me. Second, you want to ask yourself, what actions do you enjoy? This helps cut through a lot of the fuzz. This helps cut through a lot of the ambiguity. Because when we think about passion, we often think of these big principles, these ideologies. But ask yourself this question. what tasks would you be happy to do every day? What do you always over-deliver on? So when your boss or your teacher had certain assignments for you, what did you always just do an amazing job on? And over-deliver, because over-delivering is an indication that you actually enjoyed it. So if, I'm trying to think of examples here off the top of my head. For me, the biggest one was creating study guides in college. It instantly came to mind. I loved creating study guides. It wasn't even really a requirement. It was just something that we did as classmates. And I made these things beautiful. I could have sold them. I actually did consider selling them at one point to the incoming classes, but I decided that probably wasn't the best idea. But I did that because I realized now that I love the process of research, synthesizing, and teaching. That kind of cyclical three steps of research, synthesizing, and teaching makes me so excited, makes me so happy because I'm taking information that isn't accessible to someone right now, and I'm making it accessible through that process. And I just enjoy doing that. So what do you over-deliver on? And what would you be happy to do every day? Try to find a way that those types of actions are involved in whatever kind of future vision you have for your life. So for me, I'm trying to think that through. And this podcast is a fruition of that. I want to be reading. I want to be listening to podcasts. And I want to be taking the best of it, synthesizing it, sending it off to you. And so you may not know, but in the background, there were some books that went into this. There were some podcasts that went into this episode. These aren't just all my ideas. And then lastly, the last question you want to ask yourself is, what purpose do you want to attach to your life? And I think this, a confusion between the actions and the purpose of passion is where a lot of people get tripped up. They understand that they have their strengths and they have their passions, but passions need to be untangled from each other a little bit more, because there are actions that fill you with that feeling of passion. And then there are purposes that give you motivation. So a purpose would be something like feeding the poor or educating the youth, things like that. This is like the noble reason for doing what you're doing. At the end of the day, we all want to help each other. We all want to help leave the world better than we found it, things like that. But figure out what specific purpose do you want to attach to. And again, this can be more than one, but find out what purposes motivate you. And if you can find a job where all three of these are aligned, you're good to go. You're golden. You'll be very, very happy because you'll be using your strengths. You'll be doing activities you enjoy, and it'll be attached to a big purpose that you believe in. So for example, right now, I'm working with a Christian ministry and I'm able to do blog writing for them. And I love writing. It involves that research, that synthesizing, that teaching. And it's attached to a purpose that I believe in. And it is within my strength zone. And so I am naturally very fulfilled doing this work. And there's other aspects of it that I don't enjoy as much. But the fact that the core of my job is something that I enjoy and that I'm passionate about really brings me just a lot of happiness. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Self-Development Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review and rating so others can find it as well.